Hey guys, welcome back. It's Real Talks. At the moment it is 8:30 p.m. and it is January the 8th. So happy New Year's. It is a Tuesday. So today I wanted to talk to you guys about my new personal website. Yep. And it's a blog. Doing a lot of new exciting things this year. And I'm gonna also be talking to you guys about making your happy place, making your own personal happy place. Just little tips that I found that work for me best. First I want to talk to you guys about my site. It's called Diamond Space. I say exist loudly and see the world through my words and my eyes, which is on my site. The first little thing you see is that. And it's not like a multiple page thing. It's a scroll. So you just have to scroll down and you see a section called my blog, which has little articles that I have produced or made myself about things that have worked for me and just things in my life in general. And then scroll down to the third, and that is about me. Things about me. My interests, my passions, my age, just different things about me, things I enjoy. And then after that, there's a little blue section that says one of my favorite things. I looked up some quotes and of some favorite people of mine. And the one I chose was, I am open to encouragement, for with it, my life becomes far more meaningful than without it. And that is by Alicia. I'm not completely sure, but that quote really stuck out to me. And then you can contact me through my email or phone. And when I'm available, and then you can put in your information if you want to turn on notifications to get notified when I put some new stuff up. My site, you can type this into the little search on Google. It's, and this is my domain. 177-6955.site123.me. That is 177-6955.site123.me. I really hope you guys go check that out. And now we will get into some tips to make the space you live in happier. In my opinions and my words, I think will make your living area happier. So I'm going to be reading from one of my articles that is on my blog, and sorry about the noise in the background if you do hear anything. That's my father taking a shower, because it is late at night, so everyone is home, and it is a Tuesday. But anyways, let's get into it. So these are not solid tips, but they are things that have worked to make me happy and creative. When I wake up and when I fall asleep. If we wake up to a room area that is gloomy and filled with things that we do not love or that makes us think, then we are going to want to stay in bed longer and not be as productive as we could have been. Words for, and by words, I mean, like, motivating word art. For me, waking up to loving and fun words or motivating words have seemed to get my brain awake and have positive thoughts. What you first wake up to affects your whole day almost completely. Some ideas of things to put on your wall are like paintings or pictures with color, or just, as I said, motivating word art. Right now, on the wall, like if my bed is against a wall going horizontal, either way, I'm facing another wall. It's between two walls, and the wall in front of me when I wake up, it has a painting that I did that says Aloha, a little wood cutout that says Believe, another wood cutout that says Laugh, a little painting that I got from Pier. I'm not sure what else, but I know it's Pier something. And it says Love Grows Here with little cactuses, which I think is really cute. And then a cloud whiteboard that I put Change the World by Being Yourself, which I love. And that's been on there for quite a long time. So if I even try to erase it, trust me, it's probably not going to come off. And then on the other side of my wall, I have a wood cutout that says Hope, two horseshoes, like actual horseshoes, from when I was little, another painting that is like motivating with Chinese writing, an anchor that I painted myself, like a wood cutout anchor that I painted myself, a picture of New York. And then behind my wall, which I don't see, but I still think it's important, is my picture wall and some more art that I have done myself. So I have my desk, and it has I Believe in You, which I think is very motivating. And that's something I painted, and it's right above my desk. And then I have my picture wall of my family, my friends, and just a couple pictures of myself that I really liked here and there. And then a little, not sign, but cutout that says Harmony, because I'm a music girl. And then I wrote, because every picture tells a story. On a piece of paper and put it on my wall. And then enjoy the little things. And then I Love You to the Moon and Back. And right beside that little picture wall is a wood D, the letter D, and I painted it with flowers and clouds. And then next to that is a painting that I did at my friend's birthday. So a lot of colorful, positive things. And it's really affected how I go through life every day. For life is not every day, but the moments that you remember in that day. Next tip is colors. Seeing lighter colors are a great way to start your morning. My walls are currently a cream white and a later in the afternoon blue. I'm not really sure what that means, but it made sense to me. And then some colors like that are like baby blue, baby pink, yellow, white, cream, etc. Just different stuff. And if you're wondering how my walls are different colors, it's just blue on one wall, white on another wall, blue on one wall, blue on another wall, just alternating. So just a little thing like a wall color definitely can make a big difference. Same with the decoration. And little words, word art. Cleanliness. Okay. I know everybody does not like to, well, most people don't really like to clean up, not around my age anyway. Some people have their parents still cleaning their room, which I don't really agree with, but anyways, I know keeping rooms clean and organized can be hard, we all know that, but waking up with a space you know you can move freely in is amazing, because it does not clutter the mind first thing in the morning. Like, if you wake up and see things that you need to do, like chores and stuff, but you know that you want to or need to do something else, then that's just gonna mess with your mind and be like, oh my gosh, I have so many things to do when it's only a few things. So a few things to help, even if you are feeling lazy, are do your chores at night before you go to bed. If it's something big, then yeah, save it for the morning. But do the little things. Because the little things matter. Little things count in life. Another thing, have a designated spot where you put things you do not want to deal with at the moment. That's for all the lazy people out there. If you're lazy, like I am sometimes, and you don't really feel like dealing with something, or you don't have the time, pick a spot to put those things in so it's not everywhere. So you're not just leaving something in the corner over there, leaving something in the corner over here in the middle of your floor. You have a designated spot so it's not everywhere. That seems to have helped me a lot because I eventually get around to it, especially if it's on top of something. That's another thing. If it's on top of something that you need to get to every day, it's going to make you want to, make you need to put those things up or do those things because you need to get to that thing that you need. I just things way too much, but that's for all those lazy people or just in general, anybody. So for the conclusion, I just wanted to say, remember that the smallest changes can make the biggest differences, the biggest. And yeah, so that was from one of my articles that I wrote on my new website, and I really, really hope you guys will consider checking it out, because I have an article called 16 in College, which I think some of you would be really interested in reading about, which I hope you would be. So again, if you wanted to reach out to me, you can, and all you have to do is go to my site, one, and type this into Google, 1776955.site123.me. I really hope you guys will reach out and go read those articles and recommend some other things that you guys want to know about. I hope you all have a wonderful day, wonderful night, wonderful afternoon, wonderful 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it is, have a wonderful that time. Have a beautiful moment. Remember, again, that the smallest changes can make the biggest differences.